I'm talking about Dave Softy Maller, who is a Troy Fautanu expert and was just tweeting me cut-ups of Fautanu laying waste to people. Hello, Softy.
I was just watching Vinny's podcast on Twitter the other day with his old KJR morning show mate, Michael Knight.
Ooh.
And you want to check out Vinny. He's available on Twitter. By the way, is this the radio show where Vinny talked about the national sport of Afghanistan?
That would be the one that precedes us, Softy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
just checking.
Boy.
Yeah.
God bless New York Vinny, man. New York Vinny was at KJR when I started there 30 years ago. Sweetheart of a guy. One of the all-time greats.
Is
man.
It true
no
that
question.
Alex Rodriguez and Dan Wilson and those guys used to rub his belly for good luck?
That is absolutely true, and it's funny that Vinny, at one point in time, we actually had an idea for him that he actually, for some reason, said no to. When the Mariners played the Yankees in the playoffs in 2000-2001, we said, dude, you got to change your name from New York Vinny to Seattle Vinny, and he wouldn't do it for some reason. So
that's
he's
like
got,
the Ravens
got,
stall, Steelers stall.
Oh, God,
sorry,
don't
Ballsy.
Even, yeah.
Right.
Did
but
he
that,
actually
that,
save
that,
the
that
Mariners?
That national sport of Afghanistan, that was freaking hilarious.
That was one of many moments, Softy, with him
God.
That defied belief.
I'll tell you what, guys, it's good to be here with you. How you doing?
And again, give us a Troy Fautanu scouting report, Softy.
First of all, he's a stud, number one. Great guy. I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys in this game that have gigantic egos. He's not one of them. He is an awesome, awesome dude to hang out with. You guys will love interviewing him. He's a great guy, number one. Number two, he might be the most versatile offensive lineman in the draft. I mean, you guys were talking about Graham Barton and guys like that. Look, I mean, Graham Barton may be able to play all three interior positions. I don't know if he can play tackle. J.C. Latham may be a great tackle. I don't know if he can play guard. The kid from Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson, who I actually love, by the way, as a center, I don't know if he can play tackle in the NFL. Troy Fautanu can do everything you want him to do. He played guard at Washington. He played tackle at Washington. And I think he's actually, guys, to be honest with you, it's funny. There's a guy named Mike Giddings. You guys may know that name. He founded Pro Scout Inc. about 40 years ago. He has told us that he thinks that Troy Fautanu can be a Hall of Famer if he plays inside versus outside. Now, I have no idea where Pittsburgh's going to use this kid.
Tackle at first. Tackle
well, there
for sure.
You go. I mean, I just sent you a video of him just flattening Taki Taimani in the Pac-12 championship against Oregon, where he comes inside and just lays waste to a 330-pound nose tackle and has him on the ground, clearing a gigantic alley for Dylan Johnson for a touchdown late in the game against Oregon in the biggest game of the year in Vegas. So he doesn't move like a tackle. He moves like a guard playing tackle. I think there's a couple things he's got to work on at the next level, but nothing that can't be coached, to be honest with you.
What about the injury concerns that seem to drop him on teams' boards? What's the deal there?
Nonsense. Complete nonsense. I saw that from Albert Breer the other day, and the first thing I thought is, well, it's the Monday before the draft. Somebody's putting that out there because they want Fautanu to fall. Are you kidding me? I mean, guys, the knee was never even talked about at Washington. Not one time.
He didn't miss a game the last 2 years. He never missed a game.
Yeah. I don't remember one game where he even wore a knee brace, for crying out loud, in Seattle. So I'm like, what are we talking about here? Are you kidding me? It's silly season. Somebody's putting this nonsense out there. Hell, maybe Pittsburgh did it for all we know, because they want Fautanu to fall late in the draft so they can get a guy who I think you easily could have justified taking this guy top 12, top 13 in the draft. So I saw that report from Albert Breer, and I just chuckled because, guys, that was never even a topic of conversation, not one time when he was here at Washington.
Softy, if you take him in the top 12, top 13, but you strictly took him at that position in the draft and you said he is a tackle, do you think that's a justified pick? If it's he's never going to play guard for you, he's only going to be a tackle.
Yeah, I do, because I think Troy Fautanu can be a 10-year Pro Bowl guard for somebody. Look, I'm just telling you what Giddings said about the guard situation. I think he's a better tackle than a guard, but he did start off playing guard because Jackson Kirkland was the left tackle here for a while. He got banged up, and then Troy went to left tackle and pretty much stayed there for the duration of his career. But, you know, I just like to go back to the biggest games of the year when Washington played the biggest pass rushers, for example. Brandon Dorlus, Oregon. Jonah Ellis, Utah, guys like that, you know, Chatfield, Oregon State. These guys did nothing. Nothing against Troy Fautanu. Now, remember, he was not protecting Michael Penix's blind side
right.
in Seattle because Penix is a lefty. So the guy that really got the blind side protection was Roger Rosengarten, who was the right tackle. I think he's also a great player. But I think Troy Fautanu, when you put him up against the best pass rushers the opponent had to offer, those guys' names never made the box score.
Softy Maller, Troy Fautanu expert, Troy Fautanu advocate, and friend of Vinny Ricicci. Softy, thanks
That's
for
right.
coming on with us today.
Thank you, Softy.
Bye, boys. Anytime. See ya.
There you go.